Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Paul Murnane, and here are today's top local stories. New York's new mayor says it's a new era as he raised his hand for the oath of office under the winter sunshine there on the steps of City Hall this afternoon. Covering the inauguration of Zora Mamdani. Let's go there to City Hall right now with 1010 Winds reporter Mary Lynn Buckley. Mary Lynn.
Well, the moment that Mayor Mamdani started his speech, the crowd just started cheering. And the moment it ended with confetti just covering the entire crowd. And Mamdani said over and over again that New York is not going to belong to just the 1%. It is going to belong to everyday people, people that are working on the street, selling food, people that are going to work every single day, that work in city jobs. Whether you work in corporate or if you're just a blue-collar person, he wants everyone to feel that they belong here in the city. And he says that he's choosing to lead his administration to show that people that represent his administration are everyday people that live in New York in all different communities from all five boroughs. And he says that he is going to make sure that he answers the question, who does New York belong to? And it will be everyday people here in the city, and that this is going to be a brand new chapter of a brand new story in this city. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And the new mayor took the oath of office from his political hero, Senator Bernie Sanders, another one of his supporters, another one of his inspirations, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the congresswoman, giving the opening remarks. You heard the coverage here on 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM. Mamdani and his wife, Rama Duwaji, are going to depart their one-bedroom rent-stabilized apartment in Queens for Gracie Mansion, moving on up to the east side at 34. He is the youngest mayor in New York in about a century now, first Democratic socialist, first Muslim New York mayor here in New York City. In other news, on this New Year's Day, the joy of driving in New Jersey is a more expensive thing now. A 3% increase in tolls kicked in along the Turnpike and the Garden State Parkway. It is the second such increase in a year, had one at the beginning of 25. West Jersey drivers are paying more with 50-cent easy pass hikes on 8 bridges under the Delaware River Joint Toll Bridge Commission. The new year brought the Hardy to the sand in Coney Island, the 103rd Coney Island Polar Bear Club. New Year's Plunge was held today. Everyone seemed to survive. Maybe you heard the reaction from your place even with the windows closed.
Everybody is insane for doing this, but it's all in the mind.
I am so glad I did it. It honestly is life-changing.
Yeah, I wish I brought a towel. That was a shame. But it was great.
Should have thought of that. The annual event raised over $60,000 even before today's plunge, according to organizers. The event's co-sponsor, the not-for-profit Alliance for Coney Island, Inc., is a private-public partnership that's dedicated to continuing the year-round revitalization of Coney Island. Governor Kathy Hochul's office sending word this afternoon the governor is going to be placing a no tax on tips proposal in her New York executive budget plan for next fiscal year. According to her office, Hochul, who's gearing up for re-election in November, is going to be proposing that up to $25,000 on tipped income would be exempt from state income taxes during the 2026 tax year. That news just in. New York City's first homicide of 2026 recorded in the Bronx. A 55-year-old man was found dead from gunshot wounds. Unidentified victim was found with head wounds in a car near the Cross Bronx and Morris Avenue just before 7 a.m. According to the NYPD, he died at the scene. So far, no arrests reported. Now, former mayor Eric Adams still had the power of the pen last night, and he put that to work exercising veto powers as his term slipped away.
The bill's having big implications for rideshare drivers, specifically one protecting Uber and Lyft drivers from being fired without cause. The New York Taxi Workers Alliance calling the move a betrayal of the working class and a sad legacy for Adams. He also put the kibosh on bills barring ICE from having offices at Rikers Island, another that would have created more street vendor licenses and one that would have made landlords provide air conditioning. Now, keep in mind, the veto's more of a statement maker than anything else because they could all be overridden by the city council when it reconvenes under Mayor Mamdani in the next few weeks. In the newsroom, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
A baby girl born at the stroke of midnight at Harlem Hospital is the first baby in the city's hospital system of the new year. Mom Umi Niang tells 1010 Winds that the new family member arrived at 7 pounds and just under 3 ounces of bouncing joy.
Even me, it's a surprise for me because I don't never know. I don't ever think like I'm going to have a new year baby, and it happened.
Noah Joseph Lewis, the first Brooklyn baby of 2026, arriving at 7 pounds, 5 ounces at 2:22 a.m. today at Maimonides Medical Center. And baby Liam, who arrived at 12:56 this morning, is the first baby of 26 born at NYU Langone here in Manhattan. New York's minimum wage rose by 50 cents to $17 an hour at the stroke of midnight. The wage applies to the city, Westchester, and Long Island. You're paying $3 to ride on the subway in 2026. New York riders on Metro North are paying higher fares. That hike also applies to the Long Island Railroad. Tolls are rising between 20 and 60 cents at the MTA crossings. There's that, too. And more than 1.5 million New York families are now eligible for a new child tax credit of up to $1,000 per child under the age of 4. And there's a new $330 break per child applying to children between the ages of 3 and 16.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.